Let's start at the very beginning.
A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes in the solfège scale.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti.
Solfège might have become famous when Maria used it to teach the Von Trapp children how to sing in The Sound of Music, but in real life it's been used for centuries to teach singers how to find their pitch, whether they're on a hillside in Austria or in a classroom in Sitka.
Solfège is actually a way I learn. It's kind of weird, I guess, but it helps me get the song down easier than singing it normally.
Anna Springer, a freshman from Bethel, is writing the solfège symbols on a whiteboard during choir class at Mount Edgecombe High School, a state-run boarding school in Sitka.
I was actually put in this class last semester, and I've never been in choir, and I've always hated my voice. And so I decided to just stick with it because I didn't want to go through the hassle of changing my class. And I stuck in it, and I like it now.
That's probably music to the ears of Stephen Courtwright, who this year joined the faculty as the first full-time music teacher at Edgecombe in 25 years.
When I first arrived on campus, I heard from everybody how excited they were, how necessary it was, how much music had been missed, and how great it was to have music going again. And that support hasn't waned or flagged since, and it's really just very positive to get that feedback and to know that that's the environment that we're in.
Courtwright has about 31 students, including 5 in his first class of the day, rock band.
First thing in the morning, so it's a great way to start off the day. Lots of volume. Follow that up with a choir, and then in the afternoon there's an introduction to music class that has a little bit of a range of skill levels. They're doing a variety of things. Right now they're learning how to play drum set, and then finish up the day with a band class.
Courtwright has, at the moment anyway, a small program, but the program itself has a big legacy.
Historically, this program was huge. Back when the BIA had the school, there were choirs that were considered some of the best in Alaska. The band topped 90 at one point, from what I understand.
He says he's not sure it will ever get back to 90 students, but he'd like to see it grow to about 50 or 60 students in 2 years. So would Bernie Gourlay, academic principal at Edgecombe.
And I will probably at some point cringe at what I say now, but one of the tough things is that when you have a program that's so successful that you build your whole schedule around it, That's a goal. What I mean by that is if it's so popular that so many kids want to take it that we have to build the rest of the schedule around it, that's saying that it's doing what we wanted it to do.
And Gourlay says it's not just about building the program's prominence. He says research has shown music students have an easier time with reading and math, and he says there's a discipline that comes with studying music.
And I think that's probably the part I like the most. If you're going to be good at anything, you're going to have to practice. And if you're just depending on the class itself, just the class time, the seat time, to make you a good musician, it's probably not going to work. So it's going to require some outside discipline on your part. So that's another very important element that we'd like to give our students.
Back in the classroom, junior Sean Olis is packing up his guitar at the end of the rock band class.
No, I've never taken a music class. I've learned just about everything on my own. But I've been playing guitar since I was 6 years old, just not as serious as when I got here.
What do you think of the class?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Courtwright says he's working with students from a variety of experience and skill levels. Some were in music classes back in their hometowns, and others, like Olis, never had a formal music class until they arrived at Edgecombe.
Working on this staff is pretty awesome, and working with these kids is pretty awesome. I've never worked with a population of students who had so much raw talent and enthusiasm for being involved in music. And it's just a matter of giving them the tools necessary to put it all in action.
The tools include instruments the school has invested in, trumpets and trombones and clarinets and guitars, just to name a few, but also time, which in hiring Courtwright is something else the school has invested in. This choir might not be the biggest, and this band right now might not be the loudest, but give them time and just watch what happens. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.